We warmly welcome all who have come this night to celebrate this glorious feast. We welcome the stranger, the traveler, and guest. We welcome our students home for college for a good winter's rest. We welcome Christians who move far away but join us today as old friends and guests. We all who have been active late in our Catholic faith. I hope they will find new hope and inspiration this Christmas to come back again and again. We welcome our faithful Christians, loyal and true. May the good Lord bless you for all you do. Especially welcome to some special visitors who have come all the way. Father George Brightham, who was our parochial vicar for a number of years and now is serving as the chaplain of Veterans Hospital in Cleveland. Let's welcome Father George. And also with us is our dear co-worker, Father Dudene, who is also serving the Lord and his people. Father Dudene. It shows you how our church is Catholic. We have Father George from India, Father Dudene from Burundi, and Father Andrew from Genesee County. Praise God. So welcome to all. And may our gathering this night gladden our hearts and deepen our bonds. And for all we're one people, one people of God, redeemed by the light. We walk by that light and live by that light together in love. Certain images inspire wonder. Think of the photo of the New York firefighters planting a tattered flag in the rubble of the World Trade Center towers. That image of the flag in the rubble is likely to touch everyone's heart. Certain images are powerful because they speak to a deeper place in us that words alone cannot do. Behold this night. In the nativity scene, we have such an image. A serene new mother, a concerned father, and a vulnerable newborn child. Beleaguered travelers with no room from the inn, they're forced to take refuge in a stable. And the child is laid in a manger, a food trough. Their rude surroundings leave them barely protected from the elements, open to any and all who come their way. Oh, how many come their way. Shepherds, townspeople, angels, and kings. They have come to see what there is to see. And close to home, we have come here on this special occasion to celebrate this birth, to give our attention over to the scenes of the child in the manger, one who has become bread for all, and one who inspires wonder. Why do the angels sing? Why have the Magi traveled far to bring their gifts before this child? Why do the townspeople gather and the shepherds bow? What is going on in this mother's heart, this father's worried dreams? There are many, many ways to respond to wonder. Later on, as he grew to maturity, Jesus encountered them all in his public ministry. Some people would marvel at his works. That's all they would do is marvel. Oh my, did you see that? Wasn't that something? And they would go on with their lives unchanged. And then there were some who wanted Jesus to perform wonders for their entertainment, as you would get a dog to jump through a hoop. They wanted wonders on demand. And there were those who viewed the working of wonders as a kind of litmus test to tell who has God's favor. If you make some magic for us, then you must be okay. If you can't or won't, you won't be worth listening to. Jesus knew that the purpose of wonder is to open our hearts. It's to help us see that there's more to life than we have come to expect. And cursing through human life, there are elements of the divine. Why does this scene inspire wonder? It's because we have two realities captured in this one human moment. What did Luke tell us tonight? Luke says, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us." He tells us this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And our brother John, in tomorrow's morning gospel, the Word became flesh and lived among us. So on one hand, we have a very earthly reality, a vulnerable child in poor circumstances. And yet the same child of poverty is also the Word, who was with God from all time, and who indeed is God, and became one of us in everything but sin. What is appropriate response to this wonderful miracle? It is to do as the shepherds did, and fall on our knees. It is to do as the kings did, and bring our gifts before him. It is to do and to give our attention and open our hearts. To stand without words before the scene of wonder, and let the beauty and the truth seep into our hearts, into our minds, into our bodies, into our very souls. The scene is one of an invitation and a promise. The invitation is to leave our pursuit of mastery behind and instead enter into mystery. The invitation is to be as vulnerable as his child and his parents. The invitation is to be open as these shepherds and as generous as the heart of these kings, and to praise like the angels and pay attention as the townspeople. And good news, there is something promised, is that we will meet God. We will not only discover that Jesus is God, but that we too can share in God's life, not just in the afterlife, but right here and now, 2023. So here's our invitation to you in the days to come. It's an invitation I hope to take up myself. It's an invitation to seek the wonder around. Open your heart. Open your heart to the wonder of this scene in the manger. Pray daily, somehow, somewhere, perhaps before a meal with your family or friends this holy season. Nurture those friendships. Nurture your friendship with Jesus. Nurture your friendship with Jesus by paying attention to his loving presence in each day. Join us in avoiding demanding signs from God. Instead, observe the many signs that are right before our very eyes. Pray with me and one another, Lord, give me the eyes to see you at work in my life. And then start looking around. Start looking around and behold the love that surrounds us, the people who God has given us, our family, our friends, the people we will encounter every day. And when we do, when we see who we see, say a prayer of gratitude, a word of thank you to them, a word of invitation and encouragement of love. So dear friends, I pray this holy night, this night of wonder, let us not waste the moment of his miracle, the moment of wonder that is full of awe.